Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Halfway home on this playoff Tuesday. Sports Radio Nights on the Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here as we watch some Major League Baseball's opening night of playoff action. Of course, Braves start up things tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We ask you to download the radio, of, let's say, 404-741-0929 first. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We do ask you to download the radio.com app because we know you're not in your car as often since the pandemic has hit, and you want to listen to the radio station. You want to listen to the show. How do I do it? Simple. Radio.com app. Put that on your device. Take that smartphone, right? You've got Alexa speakers. You've got a tablet. You've got a Sega Genesis, a boombox. You've got an 8-track player. You've got a turntable. You've got a Casio watch. You've got a Texas instrument. I don't know what your device is. Just download it onto something, okay, so you can catch us on the go. Social media is at 929TheGame, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us there. As always, the best way to be a part of the show. Do it through our personal Twitter handles. Give me a follow. Appreciate all the folks that have really jumped on board the last couple of weeks here as we've gotten into football season. Appreciate all the love on Twitter. It's at JMCH316, at JMCH316. 316. That, of course, will give you your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that's out there. So always stay one step ahead of your coworkers. He is in Midtown producing the show, as always, Jarvis in the building, at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. This, of course, your nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. As we mentioned at the top of the show, Darquez Dennard is going to go to the, what are they calling it? The limited IR or whatever it is. What's it called, Jarvis?
It's just calling it IR. Yeah, it's just IR. Yeah.
Okay, it's not like he's out for the rest of the year. He's not out for the rest of the year, though. Like it's the limited one where he only has to miss, he misses the next three games, and then they can bring him back. It's not like he's going on season-ending IR. He'll miss the next three games for sure, and then they can bring him back from there. So, obviously a blow to their secondary, and of course, questions galore in their secondary. Now, the Falcons have released their depth chart for Monday night. And the thing that I found interesting about this, okay? So, as of now, they expect Kendall Sheffield to be back for this game. We don't know for sure if A.J. Terrell will or will not be available with the protocols and stuff like that. But here's what I thought was interesting. Jordan Miller, by the way, another guy that comes back this week. Remember, he was on suspension for the first three games. But here's what I found interesting, is that the two starting corners listed for the Falcons, they have three safeties, right? KZ, Neal, and Rico, right? Play that nickel defense, okay? The two starting corners are Kendall Sheffield and 26. Now, this goes back to what I keep talking about. And I'm not picking on Archer, but he said, well, players got to be held accountable and this, that, and the other. Okay. If players have to be held accountable, then why is 26 listed as a starting cornerback? Why is 26, even over Bleedy Ray Wilson? And I understand Wilson got beat, but at least he had a pick. But if we're talking about accountability, and this goes back to exactly what I said last night. Same coach, same owner, same GM, same coaching staff, same all starting players. Nothing changes. Well, we got to have accountability and we got to do this. Then change something. If you're not going to change the coach and the GM and the president and everybody, then why run 26 out there again as a starter? I'm not saying not give him playing time, but why not if you want to hold him accountable? Why not start? Why not, let's say, we have accountability? Oh, no. We're going to run 26. Okay, then guess what? It's all the same stuff. Nothing changes. Why would I take the Falcons this weekend? Because they'll take Davante Adams, and they'll find 26, and they'll line him up on him and run him into the ground. Run him ragged on routes all day long. And guess what? Did you see, Jarvis, that throw that Aaron Rodgers made on the run in that game on Sunday night where he threw that thing across his body and hit that guy in stride?
That was a ridiculous
throw. Down by the end zone.
He just flicked his wrist. It just seems so simple for him, man.
Because that's what he does. What did I say? He's the best on-the-move thrower we may have ever seen in the NFL. What's he going to do when he gets outside our pass rush and when 26 has to cover him? What's he going to do? Oh, accountability and all this. Well, when does it start? When? Tell me. Why should he be listed as a starting corner on this team right now? He's not good. And I understand they don't have a lot of great options, but he's not one of them. So at least tell me that there's accountability and make me feel like it. Don't give me lip service. Because right now there is no accountability. And I've said it over and over and over. I'll ask again. Frank DeBoer, Dan Quinn. Which one of those two guys was holding their guys accountable? Isn't it funny how the players didn't like Frank? Wonder why. I wonder why. Oh, geez, it's frustrating. Then you'll wonder why we can't win. You wonder why this team plays the way that it does and all. You can see it plain as day. It's not talent, but it's all of these kinds of things that they do. Oh, accountability. I heard Archer talking. He said that like three times on the interview with John and Hugh. All right, Dave, when are they going to hold somebody accountable? When does 26 get held accountable for his bad play? When? When we're 0-9? All right, let's hear from Bleedy Ray Wilson, speaking of the Falcons corner. Let's start with him talking about the psyche of this team after back-to-back blown leads.
Right now, this is something that we need to solve. Now is the time to really ask yourself these tough questions as we have an extra day this week to kind of think about some things and get ready for this work week. We just have a lot on our plate, and we need to really fix some things.
So what do we fix? What? It's the same thing every week. This coaching staff doesn't know how to manage itself in high leverage. And they've infected this team with that DNA. And it doesn't get better. Here's Wilson talking about player support for Dan Quinn.
If you look at what Q's done here, he started the Brotherhood, and we ride for him. We really put it in for him, and he's always got our back. He's really a great coach, and it's just something that right now it's a tough spot for a team, so there's a lot of things being said, and we just need to stay together.
Okay, Bleedy Ray, you're 14-21 the last two-plus seasons. What has your Brotherhood done? Can I tell you what the Brotherhood has done? Wasted more talent than any franchise right now in the NFL. There is no franchise in the NFL with more talent doing less with it than your Brotherhood. Again, yeah, if I'm 26, you're damn right I love Dan and I don't want to change. Hell, it doesn't matter how bad I play. I'm still number one on the depth chart. Why would I not love Dan? If there's no chance that I'm going to sit and have to watch, I love Dan. Thanks, coach. I know I'm below average at my spot, but hey, I know you're going to trot me out there every week no matter what. And I know I'm not going to help my football team win a game, but I know you got my back and going to trot me out there. Hell yeah! I'd support you too! Of course! Why would they not? Brotherhood, you're 14-21 the last 2 years and three games. 14-21! With a Hall of Fame quarterback, Hall of Fame wide receiver, maybe a Hall of Fame center, premier defensive tackle, premier linebacker, maybe the best number two wide receiver in the NFL. You're 14-21. What's that gotten you? Here's Wilson talking about Joe Witt and Raheem Morris.
I mean, Joe and Rob, they do a good job during the week working everyone in. Everyone's getting reps on the defensive side. Everyone's playing different positions. And, I mean, the information we get during the week, we're all held accountable for. So when it's time to play, no matter who's up, who's down, or what's going on, it's the next man up mentality.
Listen, I get it because they are banged up, as Jarvis said. They are banged up and beat up right now. I get it. And the coaching staff did zero to help that defense out. Here you go. Throw, 11 seconds. What's that? Oh, you've only been off the field for 2 minutes of offensive possession in the two possessions before that? Let me give you guys a blow. Throw, 11 seconds. Come on, guys. Come on, Rhino. Go on back out there, man. Three possessions, 2.5 minutes. Come on, Rhino. Here, I'll clap on the sidelines for you. Come on, Rhino. Really helping those guys out. Here's Wilson talking about the whirlwind of emotions after these last couple of weeks.
It's just a whirlwind of emotions. You're looking at everything so in such a critical eye that it almost kind of runs you up a wall. But the good thing about this is it's early in the year, and we do have opportunities to work this week, and we play an NFC foe on a primetime setting.
Let me ask you a question. Hey, Jarvis, let me ask you a question. What's this team going to do when it lines up against the Kansas City Chiefs later in the year?
Well, you pray that they're already clinched and you won't see those starters, but
yeah,
they're going to be in a heap of trouble if not.
Yeah, I would hope that at that point Kansas City maybe petitions the NFL to not play the last two or three games of the year. I mean, that honestly, yeah, I understand that from a schedule standpoint, it's early in the year. But they very well could be 0-4. What do you think your playoff percentage chances are of 0-4 the first quarter of the season with two home losses and four conference losses? Can somebody help me understand what tiebreaker are you going to win with four conference losses in your first four games? It comes time to find a playoff spot. Where are you winning a tiebreaker? Because your record's going to be all junked up like half the NFC. And you start going to tiebreakers. Where's their tiebreaker going to be? That they scored more points in the second quarter on Sunday games that start at 1 o'clock in the month of October? Where's the tiebreaker going to come in? Where are they going to win a single solitary tiebreaker in the NFC? Here's Wilson talking about they have to finish the opportunities that they're given.
There were some finishing offs. We had some chances to make some plays, and as a whole, we just collectively didn't get it done. And that fourth quarter is something that we need to push through and use this week of practice to really allow ourselves to overcome that.
Okay. Yeah. What do I say? We know it. We know what it is. But the only thing I'd say is, why would I trust you guys? Why would I trust anything about, other than I'm a fan and I'm rooting for you to get better and I want it to get better, and I want to turn this thing around starting on Monday night. But why would I believe you? Why would I believe you? What have you guys done to make me believe? Are we going back to 6-2 and how hard we played for our coach? We're going back to that? I'll say it again. I'd play hard, too, if there's no consequences. If there's no consequences for my poor play, I'll support you all day long. I'll keep starting and picking up my check, and everything will roll along, won't it? All right, when we get back, it's time for That's Life. Top 10 list. Feels like we hadn't had one of these in a while. With the Braves starting tomorrow night. Top 10 all-time Atlanta Braves. We did the worst Atlanta Braves. Let's give a little love and do the best Atlanta Braves. It's all next. Chuck Reese Show, Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, and on that radio.com app. Evening. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That, of course, our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Radio.com apps, how you listen to the station when you're not in your vehicle. Of course, hit us up on social media at 929TheGame. Hit me up at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. We'll get to what's going to be our controversial top 10 all-time Atlanta Braves, because this is going to be controversial in some ways. And I understand why, but oh boy, we'll get the pot stirred up with it all. All right, a couple of quick things here before we get to our list. Boy, I tell you, I needed Friday and Monday on the market. I have taken a beating in the month of September. I can tell you, I am very much happy and glad to get September over. And let me tell you, the experts said that September is normally a bad month, and they said this year the market was going to kind of correct itself. Woo-wee! Friday and Monday were fantastic. Today was a loss, but one much. If I'm going to lose, I don't like losing even 2 cents, but, you know, I didn't lose a whole lot today compared to the gains I made on Friday and Monday. But, man, oh, man, has September been a rough month. And I'm telling you, if you're thinking about investing, it's still a good time. A lot of the analysts and forecasts I'm reading are really high on a lot of things going into 2021. And we talked about banks. We talked about even some of the airlines and things like that they expect good bounce backs from those industries as we get into next year. You got to be willing to ride out the wave of them this year. You got to be willing to ride that wave, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm still ahead on Delta and Carnival and Boeing and everything. But they say that 2021 should set itself up for some of those kind of industries that are a little bit more high risk and stuff like that, as we can move past some of the pandemic, that some of those industries start to bounce themselves back. We shall see. Presidential election, a lot factored into it. Now, Jarvis, I thought this story was funny. A former University of Georgia student was sentenced to 5 years in prison for running a Ponzi scheme. Saeed Arham Arbab ran a Ponzi scheme out of the Phi Kappa Tau House on West Broad Street, where he defrauded around 117 investors between May of 2018 and May of 2019, and bilked them out of over $1 million in this to be a part of his fake hedge fund company's Artist Proficio Capital Management and Artist Proficio Capital Investments. I mean, what did he do? Get Jim Donnan out there to help him run his finances or what? So listen, again, I know you love your frat brothers, right? But if they start wanting you to invest in some of their crazy companies, can I just say words of advice? Look into it very closely. Or do yourself a favor and watch the movie Boiler Room. By the way, every sales guy in America should have to watch Boiler Room and Glengarry Glen Ross. That should be every new salesperson for a company should be mandated to watch those two movies. And if you want to see the low end, that's it right there. So there you go. A Ponzi scheme on Georgia's campus at one of their frat houses, nonetheless. Watch where you put your money, folks. Always watch. All right, Jarvis. We did the Ken and I did the worst Atlanta Braves a few weeks ago as we get in the playoffs. The 10 best Atlanta Braves of all time. Your list, please.
Oh, man. So I'm going to – this is not in any particular order, but I'm going to have to start off with my guy, Ron Gant. Always was a big fan of his. Gary Sheffield. Absolutely loved him. Gary Sheffield and that batting stance. They always – I used to try to mimic that. By the way, I learned at an early age that – Major League Baseball players are really good at what they do. Even though you might think they suck, you know, they might be a 220 hitter. The fact that they're a 220 hitter in the Major League still makes them great. Because I don't understand how Sheffield was able to time that swing down before he actually swung that bat. I was just like, wow, man, it's like I could never get that down. Just from a timing standpoint, like, how do you do that?
Jarvis, listen, man, everybody says it. Nick Markakis can roll out of bed and hit 300.
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I need to check the temperature, man. Like, I might need a temperature check over there.
Yeah, 245, something like, I mean, close enough to 300.
Or 160 in the month of September. Isn't
it was that high? I didn't realize it was that high. Honestly, he started out 0-for-24. I didn't know it was that high.
You know, he always bounces back, man. You know, great hitters always do.
And he's about to get 12 at bats in the playoffs.
Oh,
if
easily.
They play three games,
easily.
Yeah, he's either going to get 8 or 12 at bats coming up these next two, three days.
Oh anyway. My goodness, man! All right, so this is probably one of my favorite. Braves players of all time. Fred McGriff, man, the crime dog. So cool, he was just a cool dude, man. Like, he probably had one of the worst infomercials ever in life. But, you know, as far from a baseball player standpoint, love Fred McGriff, the crime dog. And these next three guys, you have to say them all together. Like, you can't say them individually. Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavine. No said. Nothing to add to that. Deion Sanders, David Justice, the man himself. I always admired him because, you know, I was like, man, this dude is married to Halle Berry. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's true.
It was that type of lifestyle. And Otis
and
Nixon.
And he's also the guy who said she has halitosis.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad?
She had bad breath.
Is that worse than, like, any other scenario when it comes to a woman? A woman to look like that, and then she got the toast.
Especially, like, when you get to wake up next to her every morning, and you know the first thing you got to do is deal with her bad breath.
Oh, wow. That is...
You have to overcome a lot, you know?
That's awful, man.
I mean, she's got enough of everything else in life to overcome her bad breath in the morning, you know? But it's you know, like, okay, if she had the banged up feet, that'd be one thing, you know? It's like, okay,
yeah, that's one thing.
Live with all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the bad breath, because, you know, no one's going to go brush their teeth before you start heeing and sheeing in the morning, and you just got to overcome all that.
Yeah.
You got to just remember all the good things at that point.
Indeed, man. You got to remember, take the good things in life. And Otis Nixon, man, probably one of the more fun guys to watch from a defensive standpoint. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Like, he just used to scale the walls out there in tournament.
Speaking of overachieving, he married Pebbles, too.
The record exec. Yeah.
Yep. Oh. Well, and she was a performer too. Remember Mercedes Boy? What was that first song? Girlfriend, Giving You the Benefit. She had several hits on her own, and then of course ran TLC.
Very well known around these parts. And the plays that Otis used to make at Atlanta Ford County Stadium. Ah, man, classic. And lastly. Mm-hmm. TP, man. Terry Pendleton. The man himself. The main man. I think a guy who gets forgotten about a lot. So
brought this Braves franchise back, man. MVP.
Yes, sir.
What an unbelievable year he had in 91. I mean,
yes, sir.
You know, it's such a ragtag bunch of guys, and they just found a way to get it done. And then, of course, Bobby starts Charlie Liebrandt in game one. But why would history ever repeat itself?
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know. I mean, you know what, Chuck?
It's not like he had a 20-game winning left-handed starter with an ERA under 3 that was tremendous all year. It's not like he had a guy like that available to him.
Oh, boy. There you go. Here we go.
But what happened?
Here we
but
go.
But listen, the good thing is, when something like that happens, it's not like it ever repeats itself. It's not like you would do, I don't know, let's say Dallas Keuchel instead of Mike Smith. It's not like a guy that comes from the same lineage would ever pull that again.
I know you noticed a lot of people. There's a couple of guys that aren't on my list.
Yeah, there's
and
a,
I know I'm
yeah,
gonna.
There's a whole bunch.
I know you're gonna point that out. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. You know, obviously Smoltz, Maddux, and Glavin are on there. Chipper, how did you not have Chipper on there?
I like Chipper, but I know it shouldn't be a butt behind that. But like, I think Terry Pendleton was the guy that made a. You know how when you're young, the younger you are, the more impressionable you are. Like I kind of was gotten up there, and my love for the Braves kind of waned a little bit once Chipper came around. I mean, I know they won the World Series when he was a rookie and all that, but those guys that I named in outfield and Terry, like I said, Terry Pendleton was one of my favorite guys, and he played third base, and it's kind of like hard to get rid of that, if that makes sense. So yeah, it wasn't necessarily about Chipper. It was more so about my love for Terry Pendleton's game. You know what
connection.
I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The connection I had with TP.
Three old school guys that I've got on my list. Nuxie, I mean, won 300 games here as well. They've had three guys that have won 300 games between Maddux, Glavin, and Negro. Dale Murphy. You know, Hank Aaron is on my list. You know, he still hit 335 homers with the Atlanta Braves. 335 homers with the Atlanta Braves. And I know it was the, you know, open up the launching pad and the wind tunnels and stuff. But he hit 755 homers and hit 335 of them in Atlanta. I don't think people realize that.
Yeah.
And then my last three, I've got Andrew Jones on the list.
Yep.
Freddie Freeman, man. I mean, he is the best Braves first baseman of all time. And then this is the one that'll get my controversial. Craig Kimbrel, who, along with Smoltzy, is still the best closers that this organization has ever had.
I can't argue against that, though.
Kimbrel and Smoltzy are the two best they've ever had. When Kimbrel was at his peak, he was the most dominant closer in Major League Baseball. I mean, he was filthy and a half with how good he was on there. So give us your list as well at 404-741-0929 on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, or hit us up on our Twitter pages at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90, your top 10 Atlanta Braves of all time. All right, when we come back, Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution joined us earlier as we look back at what happened with Georgia this past Saturday, look ahead to what's going to happen with Georgia coming up against Auburn this week. We'll let you hear what that interview was like next. It is the John Chuckwa Show, hanging out with you on this Playoff Tuesday evening. Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, and on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.